fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. Before this exciting adventure, a word from our sponsor. General Mills, makers of Cheerios, the oat cereal that's ready to eat, Betty Crocker Mixes, and Wheaties, the breakfast of champions, present by special recording, The Lone Ranger. When the weather's bad, do you and your friends ever hang around the house wondering what to do? Well, I'll bet it happens lots. Well, you know where you can have the most fun? In the kitchen, with a package of the new Betty Crocker Brownie Mix. That's right. It's easy as can be to bake up a big batch of luscious, chocolatey brownies with Betty Crocker Brownie Mix. Everything you need is right in the package. Just add one egg if you like the chewy, fudgy kind of brownies, and two eggs if you want them soft and tender like cake. Add nuts, too, if you like. Either way, Betty Crocker brownies are the gee-I-can't-eat-em-fast-enough kind. Even if you've never baked before, you'll turn out scrumptious, chocolatey, perfect brownies the very first time. And what fun you and your gang will have eating brownies that you baked yourselves. Have Mom get Betty Crocker Brownie Mix next time she shops. Then invite your friends over for some fun. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. Are you Silver? Hooray!
Ricky Adams was 10 years old, the only child of Maud and Hank Adams of the Double Bar Ranch. In spite of the attention showered upon him by his parents and the ranch hands, Ricky remained unspoiled. He was bright, happy, and alert, ever eager to learn all there was to know about ranching and cowpunching. Ricky had many lessons in roping, and even went to the range with the foreman Gabe and practiced roping a calf. One morning, Ricky rode his pony along a trail that bordered a creek. Suddenly, an arrow landed on the trail in front of him and stuck quivering in the ground.
Whoa, Brownie! Whoa, boy!
Ricky, startled, looked to the right and saw an Indian boy on a spotted pony a short distance away, grinning at him.
Come on, Brownie, giddy up!
Ricky spurred his pony with his heels and rode toward the Indian boy, at the same time whirling his lariat. A moment later, he threw it, then stopped and pulled.
Whoa, Brownie, whoa!
Ricky dismounted and ran to his victim.
Are you hurt? Me not hurt. You throw a rope good. You shoot arrows well, too. My name's Ricky. I'm 10 years old.
Me little deer. Me live 11 summers.
My dad's a big rancher.
Father of little deer, heat big chief.
How did you get here, little deer?
Me ride to new village and valley, over hill.
I'll show you how to use the rope if you let me use your bow and arrows.
That's good.
The two youngsters, instantly friends, played together with the lariat and the bow and arrows for some time, then parted after agreeing to meet again the following morning. Meanwhile, the ranch foreman, Gabe, entered the Double Bar ranch house.
Morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Mammy.
Hank's having a cup of coffee. Sit down and have some.
Yeah, I don't care if I do. Now, what brings you in from the range, Gabe?
The Indians.
What do you mean, Indians?
Land sakes, Gabe, what about Indians?
Well, a tribe of them settled in Pine Valley, Comanche.
What?
Oh, they're peaceful enough. But we'll have to watch to make sure they don't take any of our cattle for food.
Dagnabbit! Why do they have to camp there?
Now, Hank, be reasonable. If they're peaceful Indians, what's the harm? They have to live somewhere.
I don't like them so close. As far as I'm concerned, Indians are Indians, and you just can't trust them.
Well, there's not much you can do about having them in that valley, Hank, so you might as well calm down and make the best of it.
If they cause any trouble, I'll do something about it pronto. Come on, Hank.
Yeah.
I want to ride over and get a look at that Indian village from the ridge.
In the nearby town of Muddy Springs, others were interested in the Comanches in Pine Valley. At the cafe, Two gunsmiths sat talking to three companions.
Folks are talking about Injuns settling in Pine Valley.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, it gives me an idea, Sandy.
We're listening.
All we gotta do is wait for a rainy night, then rustle cattle or horses off in one of the big ranches. Them Comanches will be blamed for it.
Yeah. You got something there, Two Guns.
Sure. We'll hold up at the old shack in the hills till we're ready to pull the jug. Before we're through, every rancher in this territory is going to be up in arms against them redskins.
That afternoon, the Lone Ranger and his Indian companion, Tonto, rode the trail along the Pine Valley Ridge.
Look, Kemosabe. Comanche have village and valley.
They've picked a nice place to settle, Tonto. I hope they keep out of trouble.
Me think that tribe a chief Red Eagle. Him peaceful. Him like be friends to white man.
We'll stop to see Red Eagle before we leave this territory. Hope we can pick up Two Gun Smith's trail again before we leave Muddy Springs. At least we know he and his men were headed this way.
That's right.
We'll camp in the hills near town and try to get a line on them. One hiller!
Come up, scout!
The following morning, the Lone Ranger and Tonto were saddling their horses.
Hey, Silver, easy,
easy,
fella.
Suddenly, Silver whinnied a warning. The two men quickly drew and turned as an arrow fell at their feet and a lariat dropped loosely around the masked man's shoulders.
I caught him. That's good.
Them two little fellas, Kemosabe. Them sneak up through brush.
Caught us dead to rights.
You're our prisoner. That right.
We'd better holster our guns, Tonto, and reach.
Ah, we won't hurt you. You can put your hands down now.
Thanks, partner. How did you two get here?
Left our ponies back there and sneaked through the bushes.
Don't you think it's risky sneaking up on a couple of grown men? We might have been outlaws.
Are you outlaws, mister? Is that why you wear that mask?
No, we're not outlaws. I just like to wear a mask. Now, who are you?
I'm Rookie Adams. This is my best friend, Little Deer. Say, is that Indian your best friend?
Yes, Ricky. I'm very glad you have Little Deer as a friend.
Ricky like brother to Little Deer. We meet and play together every day. I better get my rope.
You're good at roping, Ricky.
Gabe taught me. He's Daddy's foreman. I taught Little Deer, and he taught me how to use his bow and arrows.
Well, that's fine. Are we still your prisoners?
Nah, we were only playing.
Does Little Deer live at Comanche Village and Valley?
Me son of Chief Red Eagle.
Oh, that good.
We've met your father, the chief. He's our friend.
Gosh, I wish you was Daddy's friend, too. Then Little Deer could come home with me sometime.
Well, let's hope they'll be friends someday.
Will you let us come back here to see you?
Why, of course. We'll be camped here another day or two.
Thanks, mister. Goodbye. Race it to our ponies, Little Deer.
Goodbye.
Come on.
Oh, them nice little fellas.
Yes, too bad their elders aren't as tolerant as they are. I hope nothing interferes with their friendship. Let's go, Tonto. Easy,
steady,
big fella.
Easy, fella.
Come on, fill there!
Pumps, come!
That night, it rained for several hours. The next morning, while Maud and Hank were having breakfast with Gabe, Tex, one of the cowpokes, came to the door.
Come in.
Mr. Adams, some of the cattle are gone.
What? What's it?
Rustlers ran them off during the night in the rain.
I knew it. It was bound to happen.
Now, Hank, take it easy.
Take it easy? When thieving redskins run off my cattle, you say, take it easy?
How do you know the Indians that are blamed?
I just know, that's all. Tex.
Yeah?
I want you to ride to the Circle O and the Bar X. Tell what happened and ask him to come here with all hands.
Right.
Gabe and I'll go to the other ranches. By thunder, we'll get 200 men together and give those Comanches a lesson they won't forget.
We'll continue our Lone Ranger adventure in just a moment.
All over the country, in every direction, how you doing is the question. And here's what the happy people have to say. Eating our Wheaties and doing okay.
Okay. And that's the truth. Take California Champions, for instance.
Now, way out west, you'll hear us talking about a quarterback we call Van Brocklin, a passing star with Wheaties style who throws that ball a country mile. And Duke Snyder, too, is a West Coast man, a fancy slugger and a Wheaties fan who takes his bat and scares them all when he knocks the hide right off the ball. Now, these two champions know that there's big energy in their favorite cereal because there's a whole kernel of wheat in every Wheaties flake. Wheaties, breakfast of champions.
Keep on eating your Wheaties and you'll be doing okay.
Okay.
Now, to continue. Ricky met his friend Little Deer, and the two boys rode a side trail into the hills.
Know what, Little Deer? If I had a mask, we'd be like the masked man and his friend. Only we're not as big, of course.
Me like him.
I like him, too. Say, on the way back, we'll see if they're still at their camp. Wanna?
That's good.
Golly, we're coming to a canyon. Let's stop and look down from the brim.
Whoa, boy.
The two youngsters walked through the brush to the rim of a narrow, rocky canyon.
Wow! Look down there. A shack and some horses and some cattle, too. Whoever lives there is loco.
Why you say loco?
You don't keep cattle where there's no grass to graze on.
That right.
Ah, let's go. There's nothing more we can see down there. We'll stop by and talk to the masked man and his friend.
All right.
Steady, boy.
Easy.
Come on, Brownie.
Hey, yeah.
That morning, Tonto had gone to town and returned with the news of the rustled cattle. The Lone Ranger was saying,
"Too bad it rained during the night, Tonto. Washed out the tracks."
"That's right. But men who come from ranch on other side town say them think Comanche to blame, Kemosabe. And me hear him say many men gather at Double Bar Ranch. Them gonna ride to Pine Valley, drive out Comanche."
"That will be the beginning of a great deal of trouble in this territory. I think we'll..."
"Look, Kemosabe. Here come young fellas."
"Hello, Ricky. Little Deer."
"Hi, mister.
Whoa.
We've been up in the hills."
"Well, you must have started early."
"Uh-huh."
Did you big hunters see any wild animals?"
"No, mister. All we saw were some cattle grazing down in a canyon. There aren't any wild animals up there."
"Oh, wait a minute. Did you really see cattle in a canyon?"
"Uh-huh. There's a shack and some horses. Four horses. And some cattle. But there's no grass for them to eat down there."
"Otto, those must be the rustled cattle."
"Ah.
Could you tell us how to reach that canyon, Ricky?"
"Uh-huh. There's a crooked path that goes up into the hills. It goes right to the edge of the canyon."
"Best thing to do is to take the boys and head for the Comanche village right away. Let's go, boys. Easy, pretty big color. Easy. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Ben."
The two men and the boys took the ridge trail, then turned down the slope toward the Indian village. As they approached the village, they saw a large number of riders entering the upper end of the valley.
"Otto, look. The ranchers are coming."
"Ah. And what we do?"
"Stop a minute. Hold, Silver. Hold.
Who's got the color?
Oh. There's dangerous trouble ahead, Ricky. You boys stay here on the slope."
"All right."
"Tonto, we're right in between those ranchers and the village. I'll wave a white neckerchief to keep them from firing at us. Then we'll explain to the ranchers about the rustlers in the canyon. Monsilver!"
Ricky and Little Deer watched as the masked man and Tonto rode hurriedly down the slope to intercept the ranchers before they reached the Comanche village. Then Little Deer spoke.
"Palefaces ride to village of my father. Why?
I don't know. But golly, that looks like Daddy and Gabe riding with the ranch hands. Let's go, Little Deer. Come on,
get
down
up there.
Get out."
As the two boys rode their ponies down the slope, they saw the Comanche braves hurriedly mounting and gathering at the edge of the village to meet the oncoming riders. Meantime, the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode into the valley. The masked man held aloft a large white neckerchief.
Hold, I hope they'll respect my flag of truce.
We in dangerous spot.
The ranchers stopped within 100 feet of the masked man and Indian, who were about the same distance from the Comanches, now drawn up behind their chief and waiting to defend their village. The Lone Ranger called out,
"You ranchers, I have something important to say to your leader. Otto, ask Red Eagle to ride here too, will you?"
"Chief Red Eagle, Wante, Nawahu."
For a moment, the Lone Ranger and Tonto sat waiting tensely. They realized that they were open targets for bullets or arrows if either ranchers or Indians decided to act against them. Then...
"Look, Kemosabe. Leader of ranchers and two men come, and them holding guns."
"Their curiosity got the better of them. I counted on that. Here comes the chief and a few braves, too."
"You're covered, masked man. Now, what's this all about?"
"No need for the guns."
Oh, Chief Red Eagle, glad to see you, masked white friend."
"So you're a friend of Red Eagle's, huh? Well, no masked man is going to stop us from doing what we came to do."
"We better take the masked man and his friend prisoners, Hank. Any white man who'd help Indians rustle cattle ought to be hanged."
"Cover them and the chief, men. We'll disarm them and take them back as hostages."
"Wait. We carry a flag of truce."
"That's just a trick. We'll... Great day, Gabe. Look, coming toward us."
"Hey, Ricky and an Indian boy."
"Ricky, what are you doing here? Turn around and head for home."
Oh, boy.
"Why, little deer ride with paleface boy."
"Him friend. Little deer's my best friend, Daddy. We have lots of fun together. But why have you come with all those men? And why are you holding guns on our friends, the masked man and Indian?"
"Well, doggone. How'd you get to know these people? Tex, take Ricky back out of harm's way."
"I don't want to go. I want you and little deer's father to be friends like we are."
"Well, I'll be..."
"The boy has more sense than you have, Mr. Adams."
"Listen, you. I don't have to take back talk from a masked owl hoot. Men, take the gun. You wait."
"Him not outlaw. Him Lone Ranger."
"Masked man, good white man."
"The Lone Ranger?"
"Tonto right. Me no masked man long time. Him friend of Red Eagle. Him Lone Ranger."
"That's right."
"Hey, I reckon you are at that from the looks of you. Sorry, mister. Put up your guns, men." "Mister, I know you try to prevent trouble and help the law. But when thieving Indians run off my cattle..."
"They didn't steal your cattle. Thanks to your boy and the chief's son, we can lead you and your men to the rustler's hideout and get back your cattle."
"Golly, mister, were the cattle we saw in the canyon stolen from Daddy?"
"I think so, Ricky. We're ready to ride with you if you're willing, Mr. Adams."
"Braves of Red Eagle help capture men who steal white man's cattle."
"I suggest about 10 cowhands and 10 braves ride with us. We'll move in from each end of that canyon and easily capture the rustlers."
"Suits me. I'll get my men right away."
"Me go with Brave."
Ten ranchers and 10 Comanche braves rode with Hank, Red Eagle, the Lone Ranger, and Tonto, and surprised Two Gun Smith and his men in the canyon. After a short gun battle, the outlaws were subdued.
"Well, we got them all. I suggest we tie them to their horses and have some of the men take them to the sheriff."
"That's good. Comanche braves help drive stolen cattle back to range."
"Thanks, Chief Red Eagle. All right, men, let's get busy."
"Connected! Hola!
Later, Hank, Gabe, and Chief Red Eagle returned to the valley with the Lone Ranger and Tonto. Hank raised his voice and spoke to the large number of ranchers who had waited there.
"Men, the rustlers have been caught and the cattle found. They were white crooks, not Indians. Chief Red Eagle and his braves helped capture them. Thanks for coming here with me. I'm satisfied it's safe to go back to your ranches. And from now on, consider the Comanches as neighbors and friends. Red Eagle, I'll go to your village now and get my boy. Get him! Get him!"
A short time later, they rode into the village and drew rein outside of a large circle of amused braves and squaws.
"Hey, what's going on?"
"I think I see what's amusing them. Let's go closer to the center of the group."
A moment later, Hank stood beside Chief Red Eagle and the Lone Ranger as they looked at the cause of the merriment.
"Oh, what's this? Me too, Kemosabe.
Him hear me call you that, Kemosabe.
Yes. The boys are sitting there pretending to smoke an empty peace pipe.
So that's it.
How, little deer?
Aya! The chief, my father! We go!
Wait, wait, you not go. We join Council of Peace with little men.
With an unaccustomed smile on his lips, the chief beckoned to Hank, and the two men walked solemnly forward and sat beside the boys. Lighting the pipe, Chief Red Eagle puffed it, then passed it to Hank.
Father of little paleface smokin', it mean friendship. It mean peace.
Hank hesitated a moment.
Go ahead, Daddy. Then you'll be friends with the chief.
Well, all right, Ricky, if you say so.
Oh, that's good. Now we friends like brothers. Walote! Mau!
While the Comanches danced in happy celebration, the Lone Ranger and Tonto moved unobserved to their horses.
The friendship and boys' play of Ricky and Little Deer have brought about a new feeling between the ranchers and Indians here, Tonto.
Ah. Sometime, Kemosabe, Great Spirit use young ones. Bring wisdom to old.
That's right. Let's go. Easy, steady, big
fella. Easy, fella.
Monsieur!
Hey, Mister,
wait!
Well, got away before we could thank him.
But friendship him put into our hearts stay to remind us of Lone Ranger.
Copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated is produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer. Your announcer, Fred Foy. Listen to the Lone Ranger, brought to you by special recording Mondays through Fridays at this same time.